You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is Wednesday, the 16th of February, Elizabeth Paratovich Day. And I'm joined online today again by Kimberly Vaughn, who's observing program leader with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there.
Well, let's start off with, we had a little bit of a break in the rain and snow. It was pretty nice this past week.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, if it's been feeling a little bit wet, you are absolutely right. There is actually 5 days so far in the month of February that Petersburg recorded an inch or more of precipitation. And Valentine's Day is the only dry day so far this month.
Well, it was a nice Valentine's present. What are our totals so far this month?
So far, the Petersburg Co-op that's located at the airport has collected exactly 10 inches of rain. And that puts them at the 24th wettest February on record, with the record for February being 17 inches. So with another inch or so in the forecast between today and tonight in the area, you know, we keep an eye out for that record. January was the fifth wettest overall, so it's definitely been a wet start to the year.
Okay, so what's in the forecast in the short term?
Well, more rain, but the good news is for the weekend, more of a drying pattern. By Sunday, we're looking at partly sunny skies, and for Washington's birthday on the holiday, also partly sunny. So, and temperatures will start with the clearing. We see some temperatures drop down overnight to below freezing, so just be aware of that for any slippery road and walking surfaces out there come Sunday morning, Monday morning, early next week. But otherwise, daytime highs on Sunday and Saturday in the near 40.
Any fog expected with this drier spell over the weekend?
You know, that's always a good possibility, so I would definitely keep that in mind, and that would be, you know, overnight with the cooling and the clearer skies, and so yeah, we're definitely keeping an eye on that.
Okay, anything else?
No, just like I said, just be careful of those icier conditions in the early morning hours as we clear up.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.